Greetings and welcome to Grace Alive. It's good to have you tuned in with us today, and we trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together with you from God's Word. In just a few moments, we will conclude our series of studies entitled Living the Life of Christ. Today we're going to look at three passages that will allow you to overcome any temptation for sin and live the life of Christ every day in your existence here on this earth. So we hope that you'll stay tuned as we look at those verses. We also hope that you will take a moment to turn to Galatians chapter 2 in your own Bible, and that's where we will start our series, our study today, Galatians chapter 2. Take a moment to get your Bible, find Galatians 2, and while you're getting your Bible, you might want to also get a pen or pencil and some paper to take down our address at the end of the broadcast. At the end of the program, we'll be giving you our mailing address, website address, and also our toll-free phone number. And if you contact us in any one of those ways and request it, we'd be glad to send you the audio or video cassette tapes of this entire month's series of studies. This will be the last week that we offer this series, Living the Life of Christ. So if you'd like to receive it, if you haven't had an opportunity to hear each of the messages in this series, please write and request them. We'll be glad to get them out to you. Right now, Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And there we read this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We've been using this verse as our starting point for the past several weeks in this study, looking at living the life of Christ. And this study this month is part of a bigger study, a whole series of studies, looking at the issue of finding, getting, learning, and living life. We need to find life, get life, learn about life, and then finally live life. The purpose of finding, getting, and learning life is to live that life of Christ that we've received at salvation. So here in Galatians chapter 2, as we've seen in previous weeks, verse 20, the issue clearly is living life. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we are living the life of Christ, not just our own life, trying to clean it up by the works of the law or by some sort of penance or confession or whatever. That's not it. It's not just cleaning up our own life. It's living the life of Christ. It's living His life. I am crucified with Christ. That is my life. What I was is crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It's the life of Christ now that lives in me. I don't live anymore. I've been crucified. My life in the flesh was so bad that the only way that God could deal with it was to crucify it, to kill it, and give me a new life. And that's exactly what he did. He crucified the life that we had and gave us a new life, the life of Christ. And we saw last week that that new life of Christ operates based on faith. Why is that? Well, this goes back to the first in our series of studies, where to find life. We find life in the Word of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, Jesus Christ said. So if life is in the Word, life is in the Word of God, how can that life that's in the Word work in us? What is going to make that life work? Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, about the church at Thessalonica, he says, they received the word of God the word that I preached, as it is in truth the word of God, that effectually worketh also in you that believe. The life that's in the word will work when you believe it. It works by faith. And living the life of Christ is as simple as believing the words on the page. Now, you have to believe the words on that page rightly divided. That's why we talked last month about learning about life. You got to know where to go in God's Word to find the life that's been given to you. It's in Paul's epistles that we learn of the life that's given to us as members of the body of Christ in the dispensation of grace. That life is the life that we've received that's in God's Word, rightly divided, in Romans to Philemon. And as we, by faith, live those verses, then that life that's in the Word lives out through us. And the way that you can know for sure if any particular action that you take is the life of Christ or if it's just you is that if you are acting in a faith response to the words on the page, then it's the life of Christ. If, however, you're just doing it, it might be a great idea, it might be something good, but if it's just your idea, then it's you. Only a response of faith to the words on the page is the life of Christ. Now, I told you last week, and as we began today, that we were going to look at three passages that will guarantee that you can have victory over sin and that you will always live the life of Christ. In any given situation, in any given circumstance, you will live the life of Christ, have victory over sin, if you by faith appropriate these verses and live these verses. If you by faith take the life that's in the Word of these three verses, then you will be guaranteed victory over sin. Now, let's first look at sin. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 16. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 16. And in 1 John, we see a description of how sin enters and how sin tempts us. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 16. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So we learn there that there are three ways that sin will enter. Three ways that sin will attack us. Three ways that sin will attempt to defeat us as far as the life of Christ not living out in our bodies of flesh. Three ways that sin will attempt to take that life of Christ that's been placed in us and suppress it and stifle it. It's the lust of the flesh, it's the lust of the eye, and it's the pride of life. Now, if we can really do what I've been saying, if we can live by faith, if we can find life in God's Word and appropriate that life by faith, then we should be able to find a verse. And if all of that, the life that's in the Word appropriated by faith, if that for us, for members of the church, the body of Christ, is found in Paul's epistles, is found in the revelation of the mystery through the apostle to the Gentiles, then in Paul's epistles, we should be able to find verses, words on the page that we can believe that will allow us to live the life of Christ in spite of and in response to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And in fact, if we go to Paul's epistles, we find those verses, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. So there are three ways. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If sin is going to enter and defeat and overcome you, it's going to be in one of those ways or some combination of those ways. In fact, if you look in Scripture, and we'll not take time to do it in our study today, but if you look at Satan's temptation of Eve in the Garden of Eden, you'll find that he used all three of these, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. He said that that tree was pleasant to the fruit of that tree was pleasant to look upon, lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired for food, lust of the flesh, fulfill the desires of her flesh, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life. All three of those are involved in that temptation. Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry, was taken up on the mountaintop and tempted by Satan. If you study that passage, Matthew chapter 4, same three temptations, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. It's always the same temptation. Lust of the difference in Christ's case, what did he do each time to Satan? It is written. It is written. It is written. That's what Eve didn't do. Eve didn't respond with the Word of God. Jesus Christ responded with the Word of God, and we need to respond with the Word of God to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. We need to respond with God's Word written to us, to the church, the body of Christ, in this dispensation of grace. And by faith, believe what the verse says. By faith, make that Word work in our life. Lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. And what you need to do is have these verses. If you don't have them memorized, then you need to mark them in your Bible, have them written down somewhere, so that you know these verses. Put them up on your mirror in the bathroom, so that every morning when you go into the bathroom and you look in that mirror, and you see lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, you see these verses. And soon you'll have these verses memorized. And when you face each of these things in your life, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, you identify what it is and you apply the verse. Lust of the flesh, Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 24. And let's read that now. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. What's true about you as a believer? What's true about you if you're in Christ? What's true about you if you've been taken out of Adam, placed into Christ? What's true about you if you've been crucified with Christ? What's true about you if you have His life in you? You have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And you say, but I don't feel that way. But I still have lust. My flesh still lusts after things, whatever it might be in your case. My flesh still lusts after it. You know what? That's where you need to decide if you're going to walk by faith. Because your body is telling you, yes, I want that thing. I desire that thing. Eve's body was telling her that fruit is good for food. But that verse says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. Now, do you believe what your body tells you? What your feelings tell you? What your emotions tell you? What your passions tell you? Or do you believe what that verse tells you? That's the question you have to answer. Do you believe what you feel? Or do you believe that verse? That's why Paul said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, it's the Word of God that effectually worketh in you that believe. You know, you can read that verse, Galatians 5:24, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. You can read it and 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 read it, but until you believe it, it'll never work in your life. You read that verse, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections, with the affections and lust, and you say, yes, but I still feel that lust. And I believe what my body's telling me. And even though that verse says that I've crucified the flesh with its affections and lust, I still feel those lusts. I still feel those lusts. As long as you do that, then that verse will never work in your life. When you read that verse, and you say, you know what, it doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what my passions are. It doesn't matter what my body is driving me to do. It doesn't matter if every atom in my body is screaming in lust after some particular thing. I believe what that verse says. I believe that those lusts have been crucified. And by faith, I let the life of Christ residing in His Word live out through my body of flesh. You see, that's what the life of Christ is. It's lived by faith. It's in this book. This is the objective standard of the life of Christ. The life of Christ has been crucified to the affections and lusts of the flesh. The life of Christ is not subject to those affections and lusts. And if you believe that verse, then you'll be living out the life of Christ. The lust of the eyes. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 18. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 18. And there's a verse here. 2 Corinthians 4, 18. The lust of the eyes. Eve saw that that fruit was pleasing to the eyes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, would that verse help you deal with the lust of the eyes? You know what that verse says? That verse says, if you can see it, it's temporal, temporary, only for a while. If you can't see it, then it's eternal. You see, you can see all those things in this world that you want and that you desire and that you lust after with the lust of the flesh. You can see all them. But you know what that means if you can see it? Always remember, if you can see it, it's temporary. If you can see it, it's temporary. If you can see it, it's temporary. You see me, this body of flesh, it's temporary. That TV set you're watching this program on, it's temporary. The house you're sitting in, it's temporary. It's all temporary. That new car in the driveway, it's temporary. Those things your heart lusts after and desires, they're all temporary. Righteousness, peace, joy, faith, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Can you see those? No. They're eternal. So you know what? When the lust of the eyes is a problem, look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. See, that's by faith. I believe what that word says, and appropriate the life of Christ in that book into my heart and allow it to live out. That's how you take the life of Christ and live it in your body of flesh. That's how you take the life of Christ that resides in this book and live it out in your body of flesh. It's by faith. It takes faith. It's the Word of God that effectually worketh in you that believe. The thing that makes that Word work is your faith, my faith. When you believe that book, when you believe that verse and act accordingly, then it is the life of Christ working out, living out in your members of flesh. What about the pride of, so lust of the flesh, Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Lust of the eyes, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Pride of life. Pride of life. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Let's turn there. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians 2, 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That means that when Jesus Christ said, I am God, it didn't rob anything from God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See, if you or I were to say, if you see me, you've seen the Father, you've seen God, we'd be robbing something from God. We'd be taking something away from God. If people really thought that God was like us, that would be diminishing God substantially. But Jesus Christ could say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And it didn't diminish one bit from who God is and what He is. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But in spite of that fact, in spite of the fact that it was not robbery for Him to claim equality with God, He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Him the form of a servant, and He was made in the likeness of men. The God that created heaven and earth, the God that spoke the universe into existence, humbled Himself, made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant. The Creator became the servant and was made in the likeness of men. Not only that, then being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in you. Now with that, if you had that mind of you, in you, that mind of Christ, would that take care of the pride of life? I think it would. If you have the mind of Christ, the mind of a servant, become obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross, that mind that was in Christ when He did that, you will not have a problem with the pride of life. You'll not be talking about how wonderful you are if you have that mind of Christ. Every way that Satan can attack, there is a way for you by faith to appropriate the truth of God's Word, allow that life that's in His Word, that life of Christ, by faith, to live out through you. One last passage as we come to a close of our broadcast today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Very short verse. It's a parenthesis where Paul's talking about a lot of other issues. But he says this, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. You see, what you see to be true, what you feel is true, what your emotions tell you is true, what your passions tell you is true, is not true. You lie to yourself. Your body of flesh lies to itself about what is true and what is not. That's why we have to walk by faith. Because what God's Word tells us is what's true. What God's Word tells us is what we can count on. What God's Word tells us is what is the life of Christ. They that are flesh, Christ, have crucified the flesh with its affections and lust. Your body will tell you every day that that's not true. Your body will tell you it's still alive and in control. The verse says, no, no, no. It's been crucified. Your eyes will tell you every day that there are things out there in this world that you need. Things out there that you deserve. Things out there that you've worked hard to have. And oh, they look so pretty. Your eyes will tell you that every day. It's a lie. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Things that are not seen are eternal. Your pride will tell you every day what a wonderful person you are. Your pride will tell you every day how you deserve this and that and the other thing. And nobody ought to treat you like that or like this. It's all a lie. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery equal with God, but humbled himself, was made in the likeness of men, became a servant, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Memorize those verses. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things which are not seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you memorize those three verses, and you apply those three verses, and by faith live those three verses, when the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life are a problem. See, and that's not a series of rules and commandments and ordinances and do's and don'ts. That's the life of Christ resident in His Word by faith living out in your body of flesh. We'd like to help you understand more about how that life of Christ can live in you. And if you write to us here at Grace Alive, we'll send you information that will help you to do that. Our address is Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. That's Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. Our web address, www.gracealive.us, and our toll-free phone number, 877-53-GRACE. We look forward to hearing from you this week. It'll be the last opportunity to request the audio or video cassette tapes of this series. Request them, the tapes on living the life of Christ. And until next week, when we hope that you'll be tuning in again to Grace Alive, we trust that God's grace will truly be alive in your life.